Hi, this is Joe Levine with an introduction for students to Chapter 1, The Science of Biology. I wonder what you're thinking as you begin to read this first chapter. It's kind of weird when I think about it, but Ken Miller and I have been writing textbooks like this since before you were born. In all those years, we've seen lots of changes in biology, in our understanding of science, and in the way new textbooks get written, right from the very beginning. One thing I remember from the very first textbook we wrote years ago is particularly important to the subject of this first chapter. I remember an editor's comments that went something like this. "Make this material descriptive rather than scientific," she wrote. "It's more important for students to know how animals behave than why they behave in a particular way." That comment set off the first knockdown, drag-out fight between myself and that particular editor. Why? Because the view of science expressed in her comment is precisely the opposite of the way we want our books to work. It's also the opposite of the way we use scientific thinking in daily life. Take a troublesome automobile, for example. How would you, or your parents, or a mechanic for that matter, proceed if a car wouldn't start in the morning? The best way would be to use an understanding of automobile engines to ask a series of questions. Ideally, you begin with the simplest. Is the battery dead? Especially if it's cold out. You can test this idea by looking at lights and gauges. If nothing happens when you turn the key in the ignition, or if you hear just a kind of sound, but the engine doesn't crank over, the battery probably is either dead or so weak that it can't get things going. But if the lights and gauges all work and the engine cranks briskly but doesn't turn over, the battery probably isn't the problem. So what now? Let's see. Could the car be out of gas? Well, as long as the battery isn't dead, you can check the fuel gauge. If it shows gas in the car, you move on to another question, and another, until you solve the problem. What are you doing? You're doing science. Why? Because you're forming hypotheses and then testing those hypotheses by doing experiments. You're interpreting the results of those experiments, drawing conclusions, and figuring out what to do next. So whether you realize it or not, that's what we call the scientific method in action. So remember, science isn't just a batch of abstract ideas you read about in books like this one. Scientific thinking, based on knowledge gained through science, can come in awfully handy in your daily life. So use what you learn and enjoy it.